Kendrick Lamar and Drake have been lying to us this whole time. Now, we all know that Drake and Kendrick are pretty much this generation's Tupac and Biggie in terms of the GOAT debate. They've also had a pretty intense beef that spiraled a little out of control since 2013, after Kendrick completely aired out damn near the entire industry on Control. Since then, they have thrown subliminals back and forth at each other in several tracks, so much so that there are videos on YouTube that span over an hour long of all of their sneak disses. But what if I told you all this beef was nothing more than a fictional story made up by them? Media. This is what Kendrick Lamar himself said when asked about the tension between him and Drake.
Specifically, where are you at, like, with the J. Cole? Specifically, where are you at with a Drake or so on and so forth?
I respect the music.
I hear that.
For sure. I respect them as individuals and creators. I think what the media tried to do is insane, because they take these black, you know, young brothers and really try to clash it and make bump heads. And that's not right.
Right.
That's how I look at it. I think it's not right.
However, we all know that Kendrick Lamar is the humble king, and both rappers have contradicted themselves several times when asked about their beef in numerous interviews. It's now been an entire decade after the beef first began brewing, and I wanted to take some time to discuss what really went on behind the scenes. According to Drake, Kendrick, and even outside sources such as former NFL player Marcellus Wiley. Yeah, this guy revealed an insane story I guarantee most diehard Kendrick or Drake fans never heard of, which was the same case for me before researching this video. So let me take you back to 2013, when Kendrick dropped a verse that would stand the test of time.
That goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, A$AP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, J Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you. Trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you. They don't want to hear not one more now no verb from you.
Now, many people don't know that his verse on Control wasn't even the first time Kendrick called out rappers by their name in a verse. In 2010, he did something very similar on Kanye West's Monster beat.
I'm the best rapper alive, Jacob Lynch should have retired. I'm going after Kanye, Lupe Fiasco and Nas, Snoop Dogg and Mr. Andre, Eminem, Bust Rock.
However, back then, he wasn't nearly as famous as he was today and was most likely trying to get some publicity. Also, in Control, he said it more boldly and seemingly dissed artists he worked with personally. He even came at the creator of the track, Big Sean, and that sparked a huge back and forth between them as well. Which is funny, because the story of their beef is very similar to that of Drake versus Kendrick. Obviously, this sparked a ton of outrage from the hip-hop community, and tons of rappers began dissing Kendrick left to right. Rappers like Papoose, Joe Budden, King Los, Joel Ortiz, Big Crit, and so many more had all released insane diss tracks, some of which were quite possibly the best work they've ever wrote. Even though Kendrick Lamar actually respected the responses instead of getting salty like you know who, he stated in an interview with Hot 97 that his bars on this track were simply taken out of context.
I think the ones that really took it out of context was the people that, you know, want to grab an opportunity off the fact of the hype of the record, rather than actually tuning in and listening and knowing how hungry I am. A lot of people think it's about talent. That's where they get it wrong. I'm saying I'm the most hungry in it. You get what I'm saying? I respect the legends in the game. I respect people that done it before me, you know, people that lost their lives over this. You know what I'm saying? So because of what they laid down, I'm going to try to pronounce harder, you know, and breathing and living. That's the point of the whole verse, what I was trying to convey through that verse. All the ignorance behind it, if you kill that noise.
Of course, the rappers with common sense knew what Kendrick was doing. Rappers like Cole, Mac Miller, and Big Crit simply saw it as friendly competition. But Drake saw this move as a huge mistake that was literally calling an end to their friendship.
Man, Control, the record, people still banging it, man. Where is Drake at with Control?
I'm probably like as done as like the rest of the world is with that record. Like, I think it came and it went.
Now, when you heard your name, did you feel like, man, like that was kind of disrespectful? Did you feel like, oh, you know, our names were just kind of thrown in there, and it was,
I feel like he made a decision, you know what I'm saying? And it was a decision to make. You know, he was like, man, I'm either gonna go for this moment because I know it's gonna be a big moment, or I'm gonna like take heed to the fact that I have real relationships and I'm gonna like not do that. I don't know if I necessarily respect it.
Does it make you like not want to collab with him?
Yeah, I'm good right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just about this album and me, and you know, I don't know necessarily if I feel like 100%, like I'm not like, man, send me some, let's work. Like, nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really just focused on me and OVO and my side of things. You know, I'm not really like into doing like a record with him.
I mean, put yourself in his shoes. Drake was actually one of the first major artists to co-sign Kendrick Lamar on one of his greatest albums of all time, Take Care, and literally allowed him to have an entire track to himself. On top of all of that, it was better than mostly everything on the album. Okay, I'm just playing. But for real, I don't think any rapper has done that other than like Absol. So that's pretty insane, and you don't see Drake doing that with any other artist since then. But yeah, this is what led to a non-stop back and forth battle between Kendrick versus Drake, 2008, where they constantly threw subliminals at each other in several albums, tracks, and interviews. And in 2013, Drake told Billboard, "It just sounded like an ambitious thought to me. That's all it was. I know good and well that Kendrick's not murdering me at all in any platform."
Not the cap.
Despite his words, the tension between the two continued to simmer. At the BET Awards, Kendrick unleashed a bomb with an insane subliminal diss that just shattered Drake into pieces.
"Yeah, and nothing been the same since they dropped Control and tucked the sense of the rapper back in his pajama clothes. Ha ha, joke's on you, high five. I'm bulletproof,
that's cool, boy."
However, in typical Kendrick Lamar fashion, he would not admit that this was a diss to Drake specifically, which is just hilarious.
Yo, no, seriously, people want to know, was that directed towards Drake or anybody in particular?
That's us having fun as usual.
Uh-huh.
All right, that's enough, Kendrick. Wait, you ain't taking my shot.
Come on, Q, you hung up the phone.
But many of us know that this was indeed a direct shot at Drake, who is widely known for being too sensitive in his music. Drake responded with a series of subliminal disses in his music and interviews, refusing to directly address Kendrick or the feud. But the tension continued to escalate, with the two constantly taking jabs at each other in the press and on social media. But it was more of Drake saying stuff than Kendrick.
And that verse was, he's giving people like moments, you know, like that verse was a moment to talk about. Are you listening to it now at this point in time? Okay. And then... But it was real cool for, like, you know, a couple of weeks. But, like, if I asked you, for example, like, how does that verse start?
No.
Drake also said that Kendrick did not have the same energy in the booth as he did when he met him face-to-face after the verse dropped.
"I know that that verse had no malice behind it because I saw him 5 days later at the VMAs and it was all love. So it's like, he didn't come on there on some wild, like, yeah, I'm in New York, everybody don't look at me. Like,
I'm the king."
So it was, I almost wish he had come in there on that because I kind of lost, like, a little respect for the sentiment of the verse. If it's really everybody, then it needs to be everybody. It just can't be halfway for the sake of the people.
Not gonna lie, that's pretty hilarious. Nonetheless, fans were divided, some siding with Kendrick and others with Drake. And the feud became one of the most talked about topics in hip hop. Things took a complete turn when the two got into a verbal confrontation and started each other up on camera. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what happened. But supposedly there was a verbal confrontation which was caught on tape, but it was allegedly demolished. The news comes from former NFL player Marcellus Wiley, who was present during the recording, claiming that the tape was ordered to be destroyed by one of the rapper's camps and was not aired on the show.
"It's our job, like you just asked me. I'm gonna ask them, what's up with the beef? Is it real?" And he start talking noise. I was like, we got beef. Like, it's going down. Like, this is official.
That is until one of the rapper's camps asked for the tape to be demolished.
And then our bosses come up to us and they're like, we have to extinguish that interview. We have to discard it. I was like, what? Wow. Their camp called and their camp said it. That shouldn't be aired.
From the sound of it, it kind of sounds like this was TDE's camp saying to destroy it, just knowing how, like, picture perfect clean they are with all of their artists and, like, so low key and really just don't try to get into the industry politics. But comment who you guys think it was and don't forget to subscribe while you're at it. The existence of the tape and the alleged destruction of it raised questions about the true nature of their feud. Was it all a publicity stunt to generate buzz around their music, or was it a genuine beef that was kept under wraps to protect the image of both artists? I guess we'll never find out. But Drake did acknowledge the feud and reflected on the situation during an interview with Vibe, saying, "I've never once said he's a bad guy. I think he's a genius in his own right, but I also stood my ground as I should." And with that came another step, which then I have to realize I'm being baited and I'm not gonna fall. But in 2014, Drake became the epitome of keeping that same energy and addressed the situation on his hit song called Language, saying,
"I don't know why they've been lying, but you're not that inspiring. That's talking that just to get a reaction."
And from here, the two would just send a bunch of subliminal diss tracks to each other. But the thing that was confusing the hell out of fans were these sporadic interviews that happened throughout the years, where statements on both sides were kind of contradictory to the undeniable facts that both artists made subliminals referring to each other. Some were so painfully obvious too, like when Kendrick took shots at Drake being exposed for having a ghostwriter.
"I could dig rapping. Wait, but a rapper with a ghostwriter? Tell me what happened to you. Oh.
But instead, K-Law just tried to flip the narrative and claimed that it was the media who was trying to divide the black community by pitting him against his fellow artists. He added the fact that hip-hop hasn't been shaken up in a very long time and is likely one of the main reasons why his verse received so much attention. As the years went by, the feud between Kendrick Lamar and Drake seemed to have finally simmered down, with both artists focusing on their own projects and collaborations. That is until 2017, when Kendrick reignited the flame with a verse on The Heart Part 4, in which he seemingly took shots at Drake. Really, this whole track is full of references that could be seen as so many shots taken at Drake. I'll let you guys do the digging on that one again via Rap Genius. But bro was really testing Drake with the whole "don't tell a lie on me, I won't tell the truth about you" bar. What does Kendrick know about Drake, bro? I just need to know. Perhaps Kendrick is right and the media was just trying to divide the black community and the hip-hop community. After all, 3 years ago, Drake commented on Kendrick saying he has lots of respect for him and J. Cole.
I have a lot of respect for, you know, the other two guys that I'm constantly up against, which is like Cole and Kendrick. So I have a lot of respect for those guys because they also continue to, you know, stay true to what we started with and finding new ways to do it. I'm excited that the decade's about to turn and we're gonna see who can, you know, who can go that extra stretch, because it is really, I think for all three of us, it is the time to see who can transcend the generations, much like Jay did, or much like Wayne did after the Hot Boys days, going into like Show Me What You Got freestyle. When
dropping his latest album, Kendrick addressed Drake. This time there was no subs. He said it with his chest. On the song Father Time, he blames daddy issues on his hunger for competition and finally name dropped Drake, but it was a little weird.
When Kanye got back with Drake, I was slightly confused. Guess I'm not mature as I think. Got some healing to do.
And that's kind of where we're at with it. Despite the beef, both Kendrick Lamar and Drake have continued to dominate the hip-hop scene, releasing critically acclaimed albums and collaborating with other artists. But the question remains, will the feud between these two titans of hip-hop ever truly come to an end? Is it real or just a media creation? Both artists have never directly addressed it, leaving it to be a complete mystery. Only time will tell. Don't forget to like and subscribe if you did enjoy this video. Peace.